No change is expected from the ECB on rates, and the central bank decision will most likely be taking a healthy backseat to data that normally doesn't get as much attention as it likely will today. That data is U.S. producer prices, and the reason it will be getting a lot of attention is that market participants are desperate to grasp at any indication showing inflation softer or even as expected, even if a less sensitive indicator like producer prices is what they're looking at. As things stand, we're still seeing fallout from Wednesday's U.S. CPI print, with the dollar well bid across the board and U.S. equity futures under pressure. Earlier today, the yen sunk to a fresh 34-year low against the buck, and the Canadian dollar is another currency having just put in a fresh yearly low against the buck. We've also talked about how impressive crypto markets have been despite the intense risk-off flow, with Bitcoin holding up relatively well as it feels like market participants are starting to maybe come around to Bitcoin's value proposition, which should make it attractive in risk-off backdrops. Other than U.S. producer prices and the market digesting the ECB decision, we'll also get U.S. initial jobless claims. That's all for now.